The work of today is 9:26. Please allow me to say the first part.
All right.
外昆塔之音服务员于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年4月12日，星期五。我们又一次非常非常荣幸地邀请到了我们敬爱的咖啡穿着 Maharaj， 为我们继续讲述今天的国家饭歌的早课。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。Maharaj。
Okay, 26.
26。
Okay. Oh. One of the most famous verses.
Yeah, 今天这个世界是最著名的一个世界了。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Maharaj.
All right. So this is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 26.
国家梵歌第九章第二十六世界。
Patram pushpam palam toyam.Yo me bhakta prayachati tat aham bhakchuparitam asnami praya tatmanaha. Patram pushpam talam toyam yo me bhakta prayachati tat aham bhakchuparitam asnami praya tatmanaha. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayachati tat aham bhakti paritam ashnami praya tat manaha. Okay, we'll read the word meanings. Patram. A leaf.
Yeah.
Pushpam.
Pushpam.
A flower.
一朵花。
Palam.
Palam.
A fruit.
一个水果。
Toyam.
Toyam.
Water.
水。
Whoever.
水。
May. Unto me.
像我。
Bhaktya, with devotion.
以奉爱之心。
Prayashchati, offers.
供奉。
That. Aham. I.
我。
Bhaktuparitam.
Bhaktuparitam.
Offered in devotion.
以奉爱之心供奉。
Ashnami.
Ashnami.
Accept.
接受。
Prayata Atmanaha.
Prayata Atmanaha.
From one in pure consciousness.
来自具有纯净意识的人。
If one offers me,with love and devotion, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it.
以爱心和虔敬供奉我，无论是一片叶、一朵花、一个水果，还是一点水，我都会接受。
Purport, Yao Tzu, by Prabhupada. For the intelligent person, it is essential to be in Krishna consciousness.Engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. In order to achieve a permanent blissful abode for eternal happiness, the process for achieving such a marvelous result is very easy and can be attempted even by the poorest of man, poorest of the poor, without any need kind of qualification. The only qualification required in this connection is to be in a pure devotee of the Lord. It does not matter what one is or where one is situated. The process is so easy that even a leaf or a little water or fruit can be offered to the Supreme Lord in genuine love, and that the Lord will be pleased to accept it. No one, therefore, can be banned from Krishna consciousness, barred from Krishna consciousness, because it is so easy and universal. Who is such a fool? He does not want to be Krishna conscious by this simple method and thus attain the highest perfection of life in eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Krishna wants only loving service and nothing more. Krishna accepts even a little flower from his pure devotee. He does not want any kind of offering from a non-devotee. He is not in need of anything from anyone because he is self-sufficient. And yet he accepts the offering of his devotee in an exchange of love and affection. To develop Krishna consciousness is the highest perfection of the bhakti. Bhakti is mentioned twice in this verse in order to declare more emphatically that bhakti or devotional service is the only means to approach Krishna. No other condition, such as becoming a brahmana, a learned scholar, a very rich man, or a great philosopher, can induce Krishna to accept some offering. Without the basic principle of bhakti, nothing can induce the Lord to agree to accept anything from anyone. Bhakti is never casual. The process is eternal. It is direct action in service to the absolute whole. Here, Lord Krishna, having established that he is only enjoyer, the primeval Lord, and the real object of all sacrificial offerings, reveals what types of sacrifices he desires to be offered. If one wishes to engage in devotional service to the Supreme in order to be purified and to reach the goal of life, the transcendental loving service of God, then one should find out what the Lord desires from him. One who loves Krishna will give him whatever he wants, and he avoids offering anything which is undesirable or unasked for. Thus, meat, fish, and eggs should not be offered to Krishna. If he desired such things as offerings, he would have said so. Instead, he clearly requests that a leaf, fruit, flowers be given to him, and water. And he says, I will accept it. Therefore, we should understand that he will not accept meat, fish, and eggs, period. Vegetables, grains, fruits, milk, and water are proper foods for human beings and are prescribed by Lord himself. Whatever else we may eat cannot be offered to him since he will not accept it. Thus, we cannot be acting on the level of loving devotion if we offer such things. Okay, read. There's still very long.
But you want me to read the whole thing or only to this
read
part?
Up there.
Okay. 要旨由舍拉爸爸提供。欠佳智慧的人若要获得永久极乐的居所，享尽永恒的幸福，至为关键的是要在 Krishna 知觉中从事对主的超然爱心服务，达到这奇妙圣境的途径非常简单，即便是没有任何资格的最穷的人也可争取。这里所需要的唯一的资格是要成为主的纯粹奉献者，而不在乎是什么人或处在什么地位。这途径异常简单，即便是一片叶、一朵花、一个水果或一点水都可以用来供奉给至尊主。只要发乎自然情，真爱一切，主都会欣然的接受。只要发乎自然甚真爱一切，主都会欣然接受。所以 Krishna 知觉的方面谁也不会有什么障碍，因为太简单又太具普遍性了。会有谁愚蠢到不想以这种简单的方式去获得 Krishna 知觉 而一举到达永恒极乐充满知识的最完美的生命境界呢？ Krishna 只要爱心服务而不要别的， Krishna 甚至接受他的纯粹奉献者供奉给他的一朵小花，也不需要非奉献者供奉的任何东西，他并不需要人的任何东西，因为他自足富裕，但是他接受他的奉献者在爱和情感的交流中奉上的任何东西。人生最高最完美的境界就是发展 Krishna 知觉。这节诗中两次提到了奉献服务一词，为的是更突出的强调唯有奉献服务才是接近 Krishna 的不二之途，而其他的任何条件，如成为 Brahmana 学者、富人或大哲学家等，均不能够触动 Krishna 接受某些供奉。没有奉献服务的根本性原则，什么也不能触动主同意接受任何人的任何东西，从来就不是什么原因可救的。这条途径是永恒的，是对绝对整体服务的直接行动。圣主 Krishna 在这里确定了，他是唯一的享受者，原始的主，所有祭祀供奉的真正对象，而且还透露了哪些牺牲是他希望供奉的。如果一个人想在对至尊的奉献服务中净化自己，达到生命的目标，对神的超然爱心服务，那他就应该弄清楚主希望他做什么。爱 Krishna 的人，无论 Krishna 要什么，他就会给他什么，并会避免供奉任何不需要或未要的东西。所以肉、鱼、蛋不要供奉给 Krishna。 如果他想要这些供奉的话，他就会这样说的，但他清楚地说花、果、叶、水，他说这样的供品我会接受。因此我们应该明白，他不接受肉、鱼、蛋。蔬菜、五谷、水果、牛奶、水都是适合于人类的食物，是由 Krishna 亲自规定的。我们所吃的其他的任何食物都不能够以供奉主，所以他不会接受。如果我们供奉这样的食物，我们绝不可能在爱心中奉献。Hare Krishna Maharaj。
Namaha。Manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swa padantikam pandeham shiguru shiyuta patakamalam shigurun vaishnavamscha shi rupam sajajatam sahagana raghunathan vitam tam sajivam sadvetam savadutam parijana sahita krishna chaitanya devam shi shirada krishna padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakambitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavani Pastyantane Siddhar Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Twishe Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. This verse I haven't counted, but Srila Prabhupada definitely quotes this verse very often.
我没有仔细的计算过，但是呢，这节诗毫无疑问是 Srila Prabhupada 引述的最多的其中的一个诗节了。
And it's very simple and clear.
这里呢，非常的简单，也非常的清晰。
But it's not the thing that Krishna is accepting exactly, it's the bhakti.
那么是 Krishna 他所直接接受的是 bhakti.
Because like for us, we can't really offer nice things because in this Kali Yuga, the flowers, the vegetables, nothing's very nice.
比如说我们其实没有办法去供奉特别好的东西，因为在这个卡利年代，无论是花啊还是水果啊，现在都不是特别的好了已经。
The Lord Krishna, he's getting offerings in the heavenly planets, he's getting offerings in Goloka, the Vaikuntha, where everything is like super wonderful.
Sri Krishna, 他在天堂星宿，在 Goloka, 在 Vaikuntha 所得到的所有的那些祭祀和供奉都是非常的美妙的。
But he accepts our offerings.
但是他却会接受我们的供奉。
Of course it,Very strong examples there in the case of Vadura.
比如说像 Vadura, 他就给我们Vadura 的例子对我们来说是一个非常的有说服力的例子。
When Krishna went to Hastinapur, and Duryodhan thought, you know, normally, you know, if you feed someone very nicely, then they become obliged to you.
那么这个 Sri Krishna 呢，他就去到了 Hastinapur。通常来说呢，如果我们要是热情的款待这个人的话呢，那他可能就会觉得对你有一些这个亏欠。
Businessmen use that, you know, they take their client out to eating and drinking and enjoying, and then they become friends.
比如说我们带我们的客户出去吃，出去这个去吃啊，去喝呀、啊、什么的。之后呢，在这一番这个吃喝之后呢，大家就成为了好朋友。
Srila Prabhupada did that with Tamala Krishna Goswami.
Srila Prabhupada 就是这样对待 Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj 的。
In the very beginning of the, when they had the Back to Godhead, Prabhupada wanted to increase the distribution.
在最开始的时候，当他们有回归守神杂志的时候呢，舒尔帕帕就希望他们能够提高一些派发量。
And Tamal Krishna, he was president of the Los Angeles Temple.
当时Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, 他是洛杉矶庙的庙长。
So Prabhupada called him for take lunch with him, and he had very nice persona.
然后舒尔帕帕呢就给他打了电话，并且呢和他一起吃。午餐，这个午餐呢是非常的美味的 prasadam。
And of course, it was very rare that anyone would take lunch with Srila Prabhupada.
那当然，很少有人能有机会和 Srila Prabhupada 一起用午餐。
So that was, you know, very special.
所以呢，这是一个非常特别的待遇。
Then after it's finished and he's completely satisfied and full with so much nice prasadam.
所以呢，在他们吃了这么多非常的美味的 prasadam 之后呢，也感到非常的满足，感到非常的这个饱。
So Prabhupada started talking about the Back to Godhead and how he wanted to distribute more and more. He said, "Oh yes, yes, of course."
然后说，Prabhupada就开始讲了关于他多么的希望能够更多的去派发回归守神的杂志的这个愿望。那 Goswami Maharaj 呢，也欣然同意了。
Prabhupada said, so you can order 50,000 copies, right?
然后说爸爸就问他说你可以订五万册对不对
?Number, but he just said, yes, of course.
然后 Goswami Maharaj 呢连就虽然是这么大的一个数字但是他说呢当然了当然可以。
So then Prabhupada called the other temples and said,Tamal Krishna has ordered 50,000. How many can you do?
然后舒尔帕帕就给另外一个庙打了电话说 Tamala Krishna Goswami, 就 Tamala Krishna 他要订五万册，那你们要订多少册呢？
So everybody ordered big numbers, you know, that they never would have thought of before.
这样一来呢，就是所有的人都被激励着订了很大的一个数字的。这个杂志虽然他们这个数字以前从来都想都没敢想过
and the distribution became very big
然后呢这个就变得大量的被派发了
so when devotees offer but Krishna it's not just the food it, It's when we have love for Krishna. We're trying our best to satisfy Krishna, make him happy.
所以说呢，我们给 Krishna 所供奉的不仅是食物。那么当我们想要让他满意的时候呢，我们就会非常的努力的去做所有的要供奉给他的东西。
So there's a very nice article Shivaram Swami wrote just recently about what makes something prasadam.
Shivaram Swami 最近写了一篇非常好的文章，这个文章里面讲的就是什么能够变成 prasadam。
So that's the mood, the offering, it's not just ringing the bell and saying some prayers, but it's when there's love and devotion, the whole preparation, buying the vegetables or growing the vegetables and cutting them and washing them and cooking them, and all that's part of the offering of devotion.
那么他说呢，最重要的是整个的这个心态是满怀着奉爱的这种心绪，那不仅仅是只是摇摇铃然后呢去念一些祷文就了事了，事实上是从买菜，然后呢到准备这些餐食，到切菜，到这个整个的这个一系列的这个准备的这个过程，烹制的这个过程，这些全部都是准备这个 prasadam 的过程。
And then that should be like that for everything we do. Talking about Krishna, if we're cleaning the temple, if we're making some clothes, if we're, you know, cleaning the bathroom, whatever it is, and we're thinking, I want to please Krishna. Krishna will be happy to see this done nicely.
那么这种我想让 Krishna 开心的这种心绪呢，是应该被注入到我们所做的每一件事情里面的，无论是我们的工作，还是我们在打扫庙宇，或者是我们在这个打扫卫生间，或者是在给 Krishna 做衣服，无论是哪一件事情，我们内心里面想的都应该是我这么做了，应该让 Krishna 开心。
Preparation, all cooked in ghee, and there's so much sweet rice and samosas and pakoras and puris, and he doesn't say that.
Krishna 他并没有说你给我准备一百道菜，然后呢每道菜都要用酥油来做，你要给我 pakora 炸蔬菜，然后要给我这个各种各样的这种甜品，就是所有的这些，他并没有自己点这些菜。
But he's saying even just a leaf or a flower, a little piece of fruit or water with devotion and bhakti, then I accept it.
但是他说呢，只要你怀着奉爱之心，怀着 bhakti， 向我供奉一点水，一朵花，一片叶，我都会接受。
That's what Krishna accepts is the bhakti. Of course, we have to offer what, you know, if we're a very, very rich man, just says, well, I'll just offer a banana, then that's not so good.
所以说呢，我们要供奉的是我们的 bhakti。但是如果您要是一个特别特别有钱的人，您只向 Krishna 供奉一个香蕉的话，那也不太好。
So, but what are you saying? Even the poorest person, even if they can just pick one tulsi leaf and offer that, Krishna would be very, very happy.
但这里面 Krishna 他所讲的是，哪怕你是一个特别特别穷的人，但是如果你要是怀着爱，为我供奉哪怕是一小片突袭叶的话，那我也会接受。
So that time that Krishna went to Hastinapur, Duryodhana was the king, he was very rich.
那当 Krishna 他去到 Hastinapur 的时候呢， Duryodhana 他是国王，他非常的富有。
So he had the best cooks and he had, you know, beautiful dining room and all, you know, gold and silver and the best of everything.
他什么都是最好的，他有最好的厨师，他有装修的非常的辉煌的餐厅，然后呢还有各种各样的金饰啊银饰啊来点缀。
But he was thinking, if I offer Krishna these nice things, then I can get something from Krishna.
他就在想，如果我要是能够把这些非常好的东西供奉给 Krishna 的话，那么 Krishna 呢他就会回给我一些东西。
So he invited Krishna, please come to my house for lunch.
所以说呢，他就邀请 Krishna 了，说请您到我家里边来用餐吧。
And Krishna said, no, I'll never eat at your house.
但是 Krishna 说不不不，我永远都不会和你一起吃饭的。
Because you don't like Arjuna.
因为你不喜欢 Arjuna。
And Arjuna is my, just like me, not just in the same person, a different body.
而 Arjuna 呢，他就和我像一个人一样。
So Duryodhana was not happy at all with that.
所以 Duryodhana 听了这话以后呢，一点也不高兴。
That's why the materialistic people think if I offer God so much, but for him, it's not very much, you know, materially even.
那么这就是一个这个物质心态的人他的想法，就是我已经给这个神都供奉了这么多了。但其实对于多样来说呢，他对 Krishna 所供奉的一点也不多，因为他有那么多。
So then Krishna went to Vidura's house and unexpected, Vidura didn't know he was coming.
然后呢 ，Krishna 他就在事先没有打招呼的情况下来到了 Vidura 的家里面。那么 Vidura 呢也不知道 Krishna 会来。
But Vidura is a very great devotee of Krishna.
但是呢 ，Vidura 他是 Krishna 的一位非常伟大的奉献者。
So he greeted Krishna. He was so excited to have Krishna come to his house. He was crying. He could hardly see.
所以说呢，他们就非常热情地接待了 Krishna. 那他因为不容易见到 Krishna 嘛，所以呢他都哭了。
And he didn't have anything really ready. You know, he had no prasad ready.
而且呢，他也没有什么可以供给 Krishna 的，他也没有准备 prasad 的。
So his wife, she brought some bananas.
所以呢，他的妻子呢就拿过来了一些香蕉。
So we all know banana is very ordinary. It's a very nice thing, but it's the most common fruit everywhere. Very cheap.
那么虽然我们知道这个香蕉呢是挺好的一种水果，但是呢，这个香蕉呢是非常普通的一个水果，而且呢也很便宜。
So they were both in ecstasy, and their tears were blocking their vision.They were peeling the bananas.
那么维多尔和他的妻子呢，他们两个都是处在极乐之中，而且呢满含着眼泪，在这个也含着眼泪的这个状态下呢去包着香蕉。
And they were offering, they became so bewildered by ecstasy of love that they were offering the banana peel to Krishna, not the banana.
因为呢他们实在是太开心了，被这个极乐都冲晕了，所以说呢，他们一着急就把香蕉皮供奉给了 Krishna。
And Krishna was happily accepting the banana peeling.
而 Krishna 呢，却非常开心地接受了香蕉皮。
Because they were full of love and for Krishna.
因为他们对 Krishna 充满了全然的爱。
They weren't expecting to get anything back by giving something to Krishna.
而且呢，他们也没想着要从 Krishna 那儿得到点什么。
So that is Krishna. Not that, of course, we shouldn't think, well, I'll offer banana peelings. We have to offer the best. We're not on that level.
那我们，所以这就是 Krishna. 但是我们可不要想，那我们也就给 Krishna 供奉点香蕉皮就好了。我们可千万不能这样，因为我们并没有处在这个层面上。
So we should always try to offer the best things that we can get.
所以呢，我们总是要非常努力地供奉给 Krishna 我们所能够得到的最好的东西。
But so devotees study, you know, they study the recipes, they study, you know, the Krishna book where Krishna says what to offer at Govardhan Hill, and we can see what's offered at different temples and like Jagannath Puri.And we try to make the same kind of things because we know Krishna likes it.
但是当我们在阅读 Krishna 快乐源泉里面的时候，看到像 Krishna 所供奉的那些餐食，比如说还有供奉给像这个噶尔丹山呐，还有就是在加格纳庙里面，加格纳特庙里面所供奉的那些食物啊，那我们也希望能够按照这样的标准去准备，因为我们知道这样会让 Krishna 开心的 ，Krishna 喜欢这些。
But Krishna.Happy when we try to do the best we can. It doesn't. We may not have great opulence or anything, but if we try to give it to Krishna, whatever we have, then he's very happy.
But 但是呢，当 Krishna 他看到了我们非常努力的要把我们所有的最好的东西供奉给他的时候，虽然说这个供奉的东西可能并不是那么的富裕，那么的这个丰足，但是呢 ，Krishna 却会很开心。
So Krishna says, "Bhakti mama bijanati." You know, only by bhakti can one approach Krishna.
但是 Krishna 他就说了，只有 bhakti 才有可能接近他。
So let's read the rest of the purport. It's a very full purport. So many nice things. The impersonal. To them, it is either a metaphor or proof of mundane character of Krishna. As senses, it is stated, that his senses are interchangeable. One can do the function of another. Yes, that's what we read. Angani, yes, it's a kalindri, vritti, manti, vashyan. That all the Krishna is, nose can hear, eyes can smell, and you know, whatever he wants. This is what it means to say that Krishna is absolute. If he didn't have senses, he couldn't be full. Krishna has explained that he impregnates the living entities into the material nature. This is done by his looking upon them. And so in this instance, Krishna is hearing the devotee's words of love and offering food. Is identical with eating and actually tasting. This point should be emphasized because of accepts Krishna like Krishna said.
Sorry, Maharaj.
Without any interpretation, can understand this. Did you read that already?
No, no. Maharaj, I'm sorry. You said that to continue reading the purport. So you are reading the purport or not? Because I am not able to follow you. Where are you reading? Where are you reading? Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj? Sorry, I cannot hear you. Sorry, Maharaj. Maharaj?
Okay.
Can you say something? I can see you, but I cannot read, I cannot hear you. Hello, Maharaj. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Do you hear me?
Yeah. Now I can hear you. I can hear you. So I'm a little bit confused. Just now you said that we continue read the purport, but I am not able to follow which part you're reading just now.
The last paragraph.
Okay, the last paragraph. About the impersonalism, right? The philosophy. Okay.
The first word, yes.
Okay. 非人格主义的哲学家们坚持绝对真理是没有感官的，因此理解不了这节诗。对他们来说，这不是一个比喻，而是佛家梵歌的讲述者 Krishna 的人格的一个证明。但事实上，至尊神 Krishna 具有感官，而且他的感官可以互相变通，就是说一个感官能够执行其他任何一个感官的功能。所谓 Krishna 是绝对的，指的就是这个意思。要是缺少感官，就很难把它看成是拥有一切的富裕的。在第七章 Krishna 详细解释了，是他将生物注入了物质自然，他只是看了物质自然一眼，这工作就完成了。所以在这件事情上， Krishna 听奉献者在供奉食物时充满爱的言语，完全等同于他实际的吃下实际的品尝。只有不加解释，按照 Krishna 自己的描述接受他的奉献者，才能够理解至尊绝对真理能够享用食物。
So in chapter 3 of the Bhagavad Gita, there's another verse about prasadam.
在《博伽梵歌》的第三章里面，还有另外一个关于 prasadam 的事件。
It's verse number 13.
是第三章的第十三时间。
The devotees of the Lord are released from sin because they offer food which is first offered for sacrifice.
Krishna 的奉献者之所以他能够远离罪恶的原因呢，是因为他把食物先供奉给了至尊主。那么这个呢是祭祀首先要做的事情。
The others who eat food that's just for their own pleasure, eating sin.
其他人只是为了满足自己的感官而吃饭的人呢，那他吃的只是罪恶。
So we see everybody's, you know, they're busy in restaurants trying to choose how will I satisfy my tongue. So they're just eating sin and getting themselves more and more miserable.
所以呢，我们可以看到那些在餐厅里面，快速的要去吃饭，并且呢，去为了要满足自己的感官，为了满足自己的舌头而选择食物的那些人，他吃下去的仅仅是罪恶，而且呢，他会变得越来越痛苦。
So Krishna eats, Prabhupada explained, he can eat just by hearing our prayers.
那么 Krishna 他的这种吃法呢，是爸爸在这里面就给我们解释得很清楚。那么 Krishna 呢，他可以通过我们的祷文来吃饭。
He can eat just by seeing.
他也可以通过只看一眼就吃了。
Offering Krishna can eat it.
Sorry, Marge, the voice is broken.
If Krishna just sees the
OK, 如果是他仅仅是看一眼这个供奉的食物，吃掉了这个食物。
Let's just call again because it's getting breaking up again.
OK, 三位关系，咱们再重新练一下啊，王老师，很累。Maharaj, can you hear us? Arbo Maharaj.
Arbo?
Arbo.
Okay, now it's all right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the point. Krishna is unlimited. He can also eat everything and...leave an empty plate, which he does sometimes for very great devotees.
Krishna 呢，所以他是无限的。他有的时候呢，他对于非常伟大的奉献者，他会做一件事情，就是他会把他们所供奉的餐食吃的一点都不剩，这个盘子都空掉了。
Or he can eat everything and then put it back, and we wouldn't, you know, it doesn't look like he ate anything. Devotees have to have faith in Krishna eating.
或者呢，他吃过以后呢，他还会把这个食物再还回到这个盘子里面，然后让我们看起来好像像没吃过一样。但是奉献者呢，就有一个非常强烈的信心，就是 Krishna 吃过了。
But the test is when you taste it, then you know.
但是呢，我们怎么能够知道呢？就是当我们去尝这个食物的时候，我们就知道 Krishna 吃过了。
I probably said before, but when I was first, you know, we were going to Sunday feast and guests would come and they would want to know the recipe for halava or something.
那我记得我已经以前说过，就是当我在开始加入 Krishna 知觉的时候呢，我们会去参加星期日的周日大餐的聚会。那么当客人来了以后呢，他们总是会问这个菜是怎么做的呀？比如这个 halava 它到底是它的配方是什么呀？是怎么弄的呀？
So we would give them the recipe.
所以呢，沙尔巴巴他就会把这个 recipe， 就是会把这个做的这个菜谱给我们。
And the recipe is, you know, not very difficult. With only a few ingredients and measurements are simple.
但是这个配方呢，其实一点也不难。里面呢，只是有一些这个成分呢、配料啊，把它给做起来就好了。
Of course, it takes a little practice to get the, you know, the.Cook it just right, not too much or not too little.
但是呢，我们可能也是需要有一点这个练习，才能够把这个菜呢给做的刚好。比如说，不是煮的太厉害，或者是煮的还不够。
But many times people would come the next week and they say, "Well, I cooked it and did it exactly, but it didn't taste the same. What do you people do to it? Why do you what do you do to make it so good?"
但是经常会有这样的一个情况发生，就是。这些人他们在下一周再来的时候，他就会说，我完全是按照您的这个配方做过的呀。可是问题是，这个味道为什么就跟您给我们所吃的这个味道不一样呢？你们到底做了点什么，才让这个食物这么的美味
？Then we would tell them what we offered to Krishna.
那然后我们就会跟他们说，因为我们把食物供奉给了 Krishna。
That's the difference.
那这就是区别了。
So that's how we know that Krishna ate something is that when we eat prasadam, it's so much different than not, you know, what we did.
那所以呢，我们也就知道了，这个 Krishna 呢，他会吃掉我们供奉给他的这个食物，然后就变成了 prasadam， 然后呢，这个食物呢就不一样了。
So Prabhupada taught us in the very beginning when he installed the Radha Krishna in Los Angeles, he said, "You have to think, Krishna, I am no good. I'm no good. I'm bad."But please accept me. Please accept my efforts.
所以说呢，当舍尔帕帕最早期的时候，把小 Radha 和 Krishna 安放在洛杉矶的庙的时候呢，他就这么教我们。他说呢，你必须要跟 Krishna 说，就是我一点都不好，我也没有任何的资格，但是求你了，你能不能接受我给您的供奉
？And then Krishna accepts it.
然后 Krishna 就会接受他。
The humble state of mind, the same thing, everything we do, whether it's chanting or cleaning or giving a class, or reading, everything we have to be, please accept me, Krishna, I can please you by my efforts.
对呢，我们要以一种这个非常谦卑的这种心态，无论我们在做任何一件事情的时候，无论我们是在念诵啊，无论我们是在供奉啊，或者是我们在这个讲课呀。我们在做任何一个服务的时候，我们都要以这个谦卑的心态去请求 Krishna 能够接受我们对他的服务。
So, you know, like Bhagavad Gita described, there's food in the different modes of nature.
在《薄伽梵歌》里面呢，他就给我们解释了，说食物呢，它有不同的属性。
So, the mode of goodness is what Krishna likes.
在善良属性下的服务，在善良属性下的食物是 Krishna 所喜欢的食物。
But not only goodness, but also spiritual offerings for Krishna's pleasure.
但是呢，不仅
ingredients and the consciousness should be in the mode of goodness also.
但是不仅是善良形态，而是呢，就是这个食物它必须要是在灵性化的供奉给，要供奉给 Krishna 的。但是呢，就是这个食物在准备的时候呢，是需要是处在一个善良形态的状态下的。
So like sometimes a devotee will think, I like the taste of meat, so I'll offer veggie meat to Krishna. Prasadam.
有时候奉献者就会说，哎，因为我喜欢这个肉的这个味道，所以呢，我就会把这个素肉啊供奉给 Krishna.
So Krishna, you know, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful.It may be something, but it's not very high class to think like that. We have to think what, you know, what does Krishna like? Prabhupada taught us what Krishna likes.
那么朱彩丹念妈妈布呢，他是非常的仁慈的，也就是说呢，我们可以把这个供奉给 Krishna， 但是呢，这并不是非常的高级的供奉。那么 Krishna 就是 Srila Prabhupada 他给我们讲了 Krishna 他到底喜欢什么，所以说呢，我们应该尽量的把 Krishna 所喜欢的东西供奉给他。
In the beginning time, when Prabhupada spent a lot of time teaching Maharajis, especially how to cook.
Teaching who? Maharaji.
Yeah, he was teaching different Maharajis how to cook.
Okay. 那么在这个开始的时候呢，释迦帕帕他就花了好多的时间去训练这些 Maharajis 们怎么去做饭。
So, you know, that means how to be clean and everything else, but it's very important because.That's part of our daily worship is feeding Krishna.
那么这里面也包括了很多其他的事情，比如说清洁啊、打扫卫生啊等等。但是呢，这对于我们来说是非常重要的，因为 the deity is Krishna， 因为这个神像。
The deity, big part of it is offering food.
那么因为呢，我们在这个崇拜神像的时候呢，很重要的崇拜神像的一个部分的这个内容呢，就是要把食物供奉给神像。
And then we learn that, you know, we offer the food to Krishna, then it's so much better than just the ordinary food.
然后呢，当我们学着把食物供奉给 Krishna 之后，我们就发现。这个食物要比普通的食物要好太多了。
And then gradually we can understand that we should offer everything to Krishna, every breath, everything we do, because it'll just become better by being associated with Krishna.
接着我们就学到了，我们其实应该把所有的一切都供奉给 Krishna， 无论我们做什么，以及我们的每一个呼吸都应该供奉给 Krishna， 因为这样的话才能够让我们。变得更好的能够和 Krishna 连接在一起。
Okay, so any comment or question?
Yeah, 所以说呢，马尔问，请问大家有没有任何的问题啊，或者是任何的评述？ Mar, sorry, my time of today is only to 8:15.
Good, mine also.
Okay, 因为我们还有十分钟的时间，马尔说如果有问题的话呢，可以给大家解答。
That means you have some job, huh?
Yes.
Krishna always took care of me.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no question. I'm.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji.
暂时还没有人提上来，我先问一个问题，就是刚才 Guru 也说了。
Remember that Krishna. We have that mantra in the yoga. Idam Krishnaya, Idam Namama.This is for Krishna, it's not for me.
那这个我们要记住，就是说，就任何的所有这一切都是为 Krishna 的，而不是为我自己的。Maharaj, right now we don't have any question from the chat room. However, Sati Maji said that she has a question.
Okay.
Sati Maji, 您问吧。
就是Guru 不也说嘛，不管我们是在念诵的时候，还是供奉的时候，都是以取悦 Krishna 的这种心态。那我就想问，在我们念诵的时候，如果我是以这种取悦 Krishna 的这种心态，与 Krishna 建立连接的这种心态，以祈祷的心态去念诵的时候，就会发现有的时候我会就只顾着这种祈祷或者这种连接了，然后就听不到我念的，就是听不全我念的这个 mantra 的每一个音节。这种情况是怎么回事？是不是对的？
Okay, Sati Maharaji asked, she said that just now you said that, because when we are chanting, when we are doing service, we always need to think about Krishna, need to think about to pray to him to accept our service. However, she said that sometimes when she's reading, when she's chanting, when she's in the mood of praying, she just too focused to the praying, but cannot hear the every syllable she yelled out for the chanting. So she's asking if this is right.
No. Before we start chanting, we should pray. But while we're chanting, we're just praying to hear the holy name clearly.
Okay, 这个是不对的，就是说是在我们在念诵之前我们要祈祷，但是呢在我们在这个念诵的这个过程中，我们唯一的祈祷就是要让我们能够听到我们所念诵的名字。
One thing at a time, so hearing and chanting. We hear the holy name and we chant, then when we do that perfectly, we'll remember Krishna in so many ways.
所以说呢，我们一次呢就让自个儿忙活一件事儿。比如说呢，我们是在聆听和唱诵。所以说呢，就是当我们能够仔细的去听到我们念诵的名字的时候，我们就能够后面展示出很多的很好的方式，能够记住 Krishna 了。
But we can, you know, at the end of one round, make prayers, or even, you know, if our mind is starting to space out, just stop chanting and say, Krishna, please help me.
但是呢，我们还可以做一件事情，就是当我们念诵完一圈以后呢，我们可以稍微停一停，然后呢向 Krishna 去祈祷，然后呢在这会儿的时候呢，甚至于可以祈祷 Krishna 能够帮助我们。
All right, there's so many prayers about chanting the holy name, and it's good to pray and chant those. But when we're chanting, concentrate on just hearing and chant.
OK, 就是有很多的关于让我们能够念诵的更好的一些祷文。所以说呢，就是当我们在这个念诵之前，我们可以去祈祷，去念诵这些念诵更好的这个祷文。但是呢，当我们真正开始念诵的时候，我们只是让自己专注在念诵就好了。
好的好的，太好了，谢谢 Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj. So here is a question from Olivia.Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 我们是不是最好只供奉我们自己做的食物，外面加工的食物如糖果或者其他工厂加工的素食也不要供奉呢？谢谢 Olivia. Olivia's question is that Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances. So my question is that if it's better for us only offer the food, only offer the self-made food to the Lord.However, for the outside prepared food, for example, like the candy or the other veggie meals prepared by any of the manufacturers, are not a good thing to offer to the Lord.
Yeah, it's generally not good. The consciousness of the people who make those things is no good. But some things, by we can purify them, but...
因为呢就是这个人们就外面买的这个食物，他们在准备这个食物的时候，他那个知觉是不对的，但是呢我们也可以去净化这个食物。
But generally, you know, we don't want any grains especially cooked by non-devotees.
通常来说呢，我们是不希望特别是像谷物这样的食物被非奉献者来做的。
So as much as possible, you know, we don't do that. Sometimes the devotee is a businessman or he's traveling and he has no choice but to eat in a restaurant, but still we should be very careful.
所以呢我们要尽量的小心，但有的时候呢这个在做生意的旅行的这些奉献者，他在外面吃不到普沙，但他没办法，他只能够在餐厅里面去用餐，但是呢他要非常的小心。
对。Most of the things that are prepared by non-devotees, you never know what they put in it.
因为大部分的这些被非奉献者所烹制的这个食物，你其实并不了解它到底把什么放在里面了。
So I see too many devotees everywhere. They offer their, they buy their children all kinds of potato chips and everything. But those things are, they're not even good food. What you speak of the consciousness.
You mean the devotees buy the potato chips for their children?
Yes, you know, children want to eat all the time, and it's not easy.
Okay, 那所以有的时候呢，我就会看见奉献者，会给自己的孩子买外面的这个薯条或者是薯片吃。但是因为这孩，因为孩子嘛，他因为他一直都想吃饭，他一直都想吃东西。但是实际上，这个薯片它本来就不是非常健康的食物。
One devotee even said, no, they're not cooked by karmis, it's all made by the computers and machines.
那么其中有一位奉献者就说呢，就说这些食物啊，现在都不是被 karmi 所烹制的了，现在全部都是被机器、被电脑所控制，然后呢这样做出来的。
So that's true in those big factories, but the machine is certainly not putting any bhakti into it, and the karmi people made the machine and run the machine. So.
这个确实是这样的啊，就是在这个加工厂里面是由大的机器来加工生产的，但是呢。这些机器首先它是不可能有分爱被注入到里面的而且呢这些机器呢也是由那些 Karmi 来操纵的
All right.
好吗
So as much as possible we should you know sometimes we have to eat less you know and sacrifice a little bit but that's much better than eating a contaminated thing
所以说呢我们就尽量小心有的时候呢我们由于找不到合适的吃的所以说呢我们只能够做出一些牺牲然后少吃一点但是呢少吃也比吃污染了的食物要好
Okay
Yes, Maharaj
All right, so your time is up Thank you very much Everybody And I'll see you next week
Yes, Maharaj
Okay
Yes
We canNight, I should be okay.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Okay, so all you all long now who will come to here.
So the 荣耀都归于智慧的奉献者 Hare Krishna. Vaikuntha 之音服务源于聆听我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了我们非常非常的感谢 Kavi Chandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述还有对问题的非常的这个让我们警醒的回答那也感谢萨提玛拉吉为我们安排的这个平台感恩所有的奉献者的聆听祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周五 Hare Krishna